Welcome to Speed Vector, the podcast dedicated to the art, risk, and obsession of speed flying. I'm your host, Victor Garcia, speed flyer, skydiver, cinematographer, Navy veteran, and full-time gravity junkie. Every week, we dive into the lines we fly, the gear we trust, and the stories that push us past the ridge and into the void. Whether you're just learning to launch or chasing the perfect line, this is where speed flyers come to connect, learn, and stoke the fire. This is Speed Vector. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Happy Friday if you're listening to this on Friday, and if you're listening to it on any other day that ends in Y, happy whatever day it is. It's a good day to be alive. This is episode number 19, and I think it's Full Send Friday 3, episode 3 or 4. I'm not really sure. I kind of lost track. I originally intended on Friday's episodes to be kind of standalones, a little bit different than the norm of having a guest on, etc. But, you know, not everybody's schedules line up. And I apologize for not having a guest on this week. I think Ian's episode from last week carried a lot of weight. And, you know, if I had another guest lined up for this week, I would have put it out, but I did not. And I think it's okay because what an episode, man. I mean, I was pinching myself like throughout the entire time I sat down and talked to him. And to be totally transparent, like Ian and I talked for 30 minutes leading up to hitting record and probably another 30 minutes after. I mean, I could talk to that guy all day, right? I mean, he's just super awesome, like full of knowledge, extremely humble, just a gold mine of information, a gold mine of experience, and honestly, and the most important part, like a really great guy. So I was super, super stoked to sit down and talk to him for as long as I did. And man, talk about a positive response. Like people were like messaging him, apparently messaging me. People were running into him, you know, in Utah and just being telling him how, you know, they loved the episode. And I mean, shoot, I usually listen to the episodes, right? Like at least to make sure I didn't screw anything up before I hit, you know, publish. But I've actually listened to that episode, I think, 3 times now, one before publishing and then 2 separate times. And I was the one that had the conversation, which is hilarious, right? Like it's weird, but I mean, you probably, I'm assuming, can relate unless you guys are all geniuses, which is highly possible. You know, you have a deep conversation with somebody that you don't really know, and you kind of forget some things that were said, especially when it's like long form. Like, shoot, I think we recorded for 2.5 hours, but it was, like I said, it was probably like closer to 3.5 hours, if not even more. And, you know, I forgot things. And then I went back and listened and I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, like this is sick. Like this episode is rad. Super thankful for it. Thank you, Ian, again, for lending me your time and in doing so, lending all of the people that have listened to it. And I think this episode or that episode is almost, it's number 2 for most downloads, which is really cool. And it's going up every day. People are still, there hasn't been a day where people weren't listening to it, which is really cool. I don't really understand how those metrics work. It's not necessarily listens, it's downloads. So if you downloaded it once and you listened to it 3 times, I'm pretty sure it would just tell me 1 time instead of 3. So who knows how many times it's been listened to. But anyway, thank you all for taking the time to reach out and sending me some props, man. It's cool. It's pretty rad. Oh, let's see. Today is Friday, the 10th of October, which is insane. It's almost Halloween. Halloween is 3 weeks from today, which is either good or bad, right? I don't know. Friday, Halloween, is that good? I don't really do anything on Halloween anymore, so it doesn't matter to me. But because it's the 10th and it's the 2nd Friday of October, that means that Speedfest is in 1 week from today. Speedfest starts 1 week from today, I should say. It starts on the 17th of October at 8 a.m. and it goes to the 19th of October at 5 p.m. With that being said, I'll probably be there at like 7 a.m. on the 17th. Okay, excuse me. And I know a lot of people are coming in on Thursday. So there's going to be a lot of people hungry to fly first thing in the morning on Friday. I'll be driving 3 hours to get there. So I will not be there at 6 a.m. because that would require me to leave at approximately 3 a.m., which is a little aggressive. For some reason, 4 a.m. sounds better to me. Feels better. It's more normal for me. So lots of 4 a.m. starts in my world, historically. So yeah, I know there's been some questions about the specifics, and to be fair, there's not a whole lot of information. So I'm going to do my best to divulge some of the info for you all that are coming. For those that are not coming, like, I don't know, probably 87% of the listeners, if not more at this point, because there's a lot of, like, going back to the metrics of this show, and I'm so thankful for this, right? It's amazing, but this show is listened to across the world. This platform I use, basically, that does all the data and, you know, analytics stuff, analytical crap, it has a map and it shows like dots where downloads occur, and it is like legitimately every continent, which is super cool. I don't think Antarctica, but beyond that, I digress. It's very humbling, right? And I keep pinching myself because I'm like, I'm not doing this for me, you know. I'm literally doing this to create a platform where people like Ian, you know, people like Alex, people that are scheduled to come on the show that I won't divulge yet, just in case, or disclose yet, just in case they don't. But like, I've got some big names coming on. I'm super stoked on it. It's just at this point a scheduling issue that we're trying to work out. It's for those people to come on and record a podcast with me and have that be out there for new and old pilots and everything in between. That's the point, right? I've said it many times, but like, I know my place in this world of speed flying, and I know that I'm young in it, and I don't have all the answers. So it's not about me. I'm not seeking any kind of fame or notoriety from this. It's literally just filling a void that I felt needed to be filled. And I'm really, really happy and honored and grateful that I was in a position to where I was able to do it, and that I'm able to do it, and hopefully continue doing it, and hopefully keep the stoke alive in the sport, because quite frankly, it's been a pretty rough summer for our sport, and it hurts, man. It hurts. Even people that I don't know, you know, when I read or hear about people getting hurt or unfortunately going in, it's like, it's not the most pleasant feeling, especially because, you know, when they woke up that day, they probably didn't think that they were doing something that could potentially kill them. I mean, obviously, you know, I think everybody should have a healthy understanding of the dangers of the sport, right? But I don't think anybody stands on a launch being like 50-50. You know, I really don't. And I hope that's not the case, because if it is, then there's a deeper problem there, you know? And that's an internal thing, right? That's not necessarily a sport problem. It's a decision-making, it's a headspace, it's, you know, a whole lot of things that I'm not, you know, qualified to speak on. But, and I'm not saying that applies to recent tragedies. I'm fairly almost certain it doesn't, talking to friends and people of some parties, and like, you know, they were awesome and they were really talented and they were smart and they were doing it right and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, sometimes shit happens and it sucks. And, it's just a reality. So, you know, just, I don't know. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but here we are. It's just, something to keep in mind, you know, make sure you are good to go before you send it, and make sure you tell the people that you love them, and fly safe, man. Fly today so that you can fly again tomorrow, period. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about that because it bums me out. Let's talk about Speedfest, man. Speedfest, yeah, buddy. At Air Sports Chelan in Chelan, Washington. Google search where that is if you're going, unless you already know. But it's a really pretty spot. It's an amazing place to fly. October, November, I'd say like mid-September through like December is prime time there, because there's no thermic activity. It's like between 40 and 50, maybe 60 degrees at most. And the wind is like super calm and consistent. And it's just like, you can literally fly from sunup to sundown. It's insane. I think my record last fall was 15 hike laps in a day, which was absurd. I think I was sore for a couple of days after that, but like fantastic. Like, talk about getting after it, man. I was like freaking tired at the end of that, but it's highly possible. And if you're shuttling, you can get even more, because it's, you know, cuts the time in half and it saves a lot of energy. So you can devote it to flying your line. But all right, so I already said it's October 17th through 19th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. But like I said, it's actually earlier and goes later. It gets dark like around 6 p.m. I think up there now. They're a little bit more north than me, but it's crazy. If you're not from the Pacific Northwest, like I'm not originally, in my first winter out here and like the slack seasons, fall and spring, I was like, man, like the days are short. It's wild. And it's only October. So come like December, it's like, good Lord, man, you got like 8 hours of sunlight before it gets dark. It's pretty wild. And then in the summer, it's the complete opposite of that. It's like 18 hours of daylight and 6 hours of darkness. Not quite that extreme, but yeah, oof, it's pretty cool. But anyway, so I'm just going to read. I'm on the Facebook page, the event page for Speedfest 2025. If you just Google Speedfest 2025 Chelan, I think this is the first link that comes up. Basically, it's just speed flyers and paragliders come on over for a good time of fall flying. There's a fun accuracy comp, beach landings, helicopter drops off, helicopter drop-offs on Deer Mountain and Chelan Butte. There's also a hangar party on Saturday night with free beer, and there's camping on site. So I know there's been some questions about camping and amenities. Basically, Airsport Chelan is just down the road from Chelan Town. It's like 2 miles away. You can actually fly. If you go to the top of your mountain and instead of going like back towards the flight park, when you launch, you can launch the other direction and actually land just adjacent to the Walmart in the soccer field. It's actually like a sick line. Haven't flown it, but I've been up there and I've been at the LZ, and it's like, it's pretty sick. There's a lot of options. But my point in saying that is like amenities wise, there's like a whole bunch of stuff in Chelan Town. As far as camping goes, there's free camping on site at near the hangar there. You know, if you just Google Skydive Chelan and like put that in your like Google Maps or whatever, it'll take you to Skydive Chelan's hangar. Where the flight park is just adjacent to that, across the street and down the road a little bit. I mean, it's a short walk, but it's an even shorter drive. It's like just down the street. You can camp by the hangar for free. A lot of people do that. So if that's full, or if you want a little bit of seclusion, there's campsites on Deer Mountain, which Todd, I'm sure will be able to talk to you guys about if you're interested in that. That may or may not cost something, but it is secluded. You're like up on the mountain, so it's cool. You can like wake up before dawn if you're, you know, super, super hungry for it, and hike up the rest and launch and land and then hike back up. I built this trail from the LZ back up to the road that's like well marked with little pink flags, and it's a 600 vertical foot slope that's probably like between 45 and 47 degrees. It's very steep, but I did a lot of like, I don't know, scouting out there last spring. It was 2024 sometime, and I figured out the like most efficient way to get up without like taking a ton of time or burning a ton of energy. So that time and energy consumption table met in a certain place, and I built a trail there, which is really cool. A lot of people are using it, so you can hike back up. You don't have to bushwhack, go straight up, or hitchhike. And you don't even need a shuttle if there's no shuttles running. If there are shuttles running, take the shuttle, because that is Speed Fest. The whole point is to take the shuttles, and they're really cheap shuttles too, but it just helps support, you know, Airsports Chelan, and it helps, it also helps you get more laps. So I don't know, it's kind of worth it. Maybe hike one if you're down, and then, you know, take the shuttle. As far as the beach landings go, so the flight park is on the Columbia River, and the Columbia River is metered, so the water levels go up and down. This time of year, they're down, so there's actually a beach. And on Todd's flight park property, there's a specific launch that's like, if you're, it's like flyers right of Airport Ridge, and it literally sets you up perfectly to swoop the water and land on the beach. It's a little bit shorter, you know, elevation wise, than even the ridge, even Airport Ridge, obviously shorter than Deer Mountain. But it's a cool spot to like get the sight picture dialed, and then you can shuttle back up and go up Deer Mountain and fly whatever line you want to fly, but then end up above that launch and then swoop the beach that way too. So it's really cool. It's a fun spot. Especially, you know, when the water's up, you can't, cause there's no beach, but there's going to be a beach, cause this time of year there always is. Definitely worth it. Helicopter drop off, super cool. So I think it's like $30 or $40. I forget what Todd said, and it doesn't say on here. I want to say it's 40. If it's more than that, I apologize. But either way, it's way cheaper than like most heli loads would be everywhere else on any other, you know, random day. And it's cool because, you know, obviously we're not jumping out of the helicopter, but it's just a kind of like builds this cool experience around a cool experience where like you're taking a helicopter up instead of getting driven in a side-by-side or hiking. So I think it's super rad. They'll drop you off on top of Deer Mountain, which is actually like above the highest launch. If you were to hike, you can hike all the way up, of course, but it's just like way easier obviously if you take the helicopter. And then that opens up like a ton of lines. There's like the regular flight park lines, you kind of like launch, fly over the ridge, and then now you're in like the regular flight park. Or you can go flyers right and fly down this like sick gully with like legit terrain. And if you have an efficient enough wing and you bail early enough, you can come over a ridge and then still land in the normal LZ at Gallagher Flats. Or you can do what I was talking about earlier, which is where you keep going right and you land in a big soccer field next to Walmart. Obviously shuttles from there all day. Especially when the heli loads are going, because we're, you know, the staff are aware that people are going that way. So definitely something to keep in mind. And then there's also helicopter rides to Chelan Butte. You can't speed fly off of the very top of Chelan Butte. That's a paragliding spot. It's a little bit too shallow for a speed fly launch. But if you're a paraglider, or if you have a mini wing, or if you just are super dialed and know that your, you know, 11 meter wing is going to get you over the trees, then it's possible. But there are some really, really, really cool launches and lines to fly just a little bit down the ridge. So if you're a speed fly pilot exclusively, or you don't want to paraglide, you can still take the helicopter up Chelan Butte and then just fly the graveyard lines down to the LZ. It's just down on like the saddle a little bit. It'll make sense when you see it, unless you already know, and then I'm just preaching to the choir here. The hangar party Saturday night's super fun. There's music, there's food, there's also free beer, which is super rad if you're into it. And it's a great time. It's a good time to like network and make friends and get closer to your existing friends and just kind of like shoot the shit, talk speed flying, talk whatever you want. Free beer is fun, so definitely check that out. And that's about it for that. I mean, it's super cool. Like I've got to say, I was surprised last year with the turnout, not because I was expecting less, but just like there was more than I expected, and I expected a lot of people to show up. So definitely fun. I am going to be there on Friday. I'm trying to get out of a work thing Saturday to be there, but there's no promises there. So Friday might be the only day I'm there, which is really sad because not everybody shows up on Friday. Most people that have normal jobs drive there Friday evening and then fly Saturday all day, do the party Saturday night, Sunday, if they're not too hungover, get up, do a couple laps, and then head back to wherever they came from. That's the norm. So if you're going to be there Friday, you'll for sure see me. If you care. I mean, it is what it is. I'll be there for sure on Friday, unless something catastrophic happens between now and then, knock on wood. And I'm trying to be there for Saturday. If I can be there Saturday, I will most likely stay there Friday night and camp. If I cannot, then well, I will leave Friday evening. I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, all I gotta say is it's super fun, well worth the trip. If you're, you know, anywhere within relative proximity, like even if you're in California or in Utah, make the 12-hour drive, come up. It's super fun. It's probably, in the US, it's the biggest speed flying festival, I would say, that's in existence. I don't think it competes with the big ones in Europe yet, but that's just because there's more pilots in Europe, man. It is what it is. Like, we'll get there, you know, give it some time, give it some time. I will be there. I'm going to fly probably a paraglider. I don't know if I'm ready to speed fly yet. I've been doing some practice launches with the 15 meter, Thor, which I'm super stoked on. The thing is rad. Can't wait to fly it. The practice launches feel good on flat ground in no wind. So I'm actually having to run. Feels like it wants to fly. So I'm like, okay, I'm running fast enough. My bigger concern is landing. I don't want to go into it committed to landing on my butt if I can avoid it. I want to be able to land on my feet. And then if I'm coming in too hot or whatever, I need to land on my ass, then I'll land on my ass. But I right now, I feel like my headspace is like, I've got to land on my ass. And I don't want to like launch knowing that that's going to be the outcome. I'd rather like have options, right? Because sometimes it's cool to slide it out, but sometimes it really sucks. So, I'm just not trying to take any unnecessary risks. So if you see me flying a full-size PG, just know my heart is in speed flying. Although I will say Ian inspired me. So I'm actually going to try to go down the progression of paragliding and get some ratings just because it seems like a lot of fun. But also it's a good way to like expand my skills in the air, and it's another way to get me back in the air sooner. So that's kind of where I'm at. But anyway, like I said before, this episode is pretty niche for people that are coming to Speedfest or maybe are on the border of should I go or should I not go. The answer is if you can swing it, you should definitely swing it because it is super fun. For everybody else, I apologize if I wasted your time, but thank you for listening. And stay tuned because we got some heavy hitters coming on soon. Thanks so much for your time, guys. Hope to see you at Speedfest on Friday the 17th of October in Chelan. Until next time, peace.